Greetings, everyone. Thank you, my friends. We're with you today again with another program of the Word of God. And most of this is reading and talking along on it. And this today may be a little contradictory to the mind of many of you. But in me and my understanding and the purpose, God came, the Lord came into this world. Today I want to explain a little bit. I've been talking about blaspheming the Holy Ghost and talking about different things about people backsliding and all of this. And many people, they live on this, and lots of folks, I don't know, they just seem like they want to be in the church today and out tomorrow. But that man and that woman that serves God will be with the Lord at all times. This is why God placed him into the way of God. And Paul said in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, and about the third verse, listen how it reads, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost." Now, the Holy Ghost is what Christ died for, to where that it could be given to man in this life, that man could serve God and serve him through the Spirit of Christ. In other words, Christ coming back, taking up his abode in the life of a man and a woman. Now, Paul said that no man could call Jesus the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. This is the only way that you can call him Lord. There's many people today that says they are Christians, and they won't claim the Holy Ghost. Now, they won't claim the purpose that the Lord died for. They just want to be a Christian as they did in the olden times, as they were back in the olden times, and they'd live a few days, and they'd go back into their sins. They'd go back to failing God. Now, God seen this was going to happen. And God seen what was going to happen. That was that people that he loved, and good people, could not keep themselves. They were so wrapped up in this life. So he said, "This I'll do. I'll send my only begotten son. I'll send him down there that he might give his life for these people." Now, the Word of God said he died once for all. Now, I realize today that I'm going to meet lots of contradiction in this. But, my friends, today, if a man could have served God one day and turned him down the next day, there would have been no purpose, no reason for the Lord. There'd have been no reason for him to have given his life. I want you to consider this. I want you to realize today that this is something strictly pure and it's undefiled. And it takes a man and a woman serving God every minute of their life. Not in the church this week and next week. Got to rejoin the church. Well, my Lord, they'd have been, Christ's life would have been useless. But listen, turn with me to the 6th chapter of Hebrew, and let's read, and let's try to check this out, and just see if we can't get something out of this to show you that a man first must be born again. He must have the Holy Ghost. There's no way to serve God without him. Why? Because it is the Spirit of God. And the Word of God teaches that the blood and the water and the Spirit would agree. So then a man and a woman must have the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's the Comforter that the Lord said he would send back to men and women to keep them and to keep them from the sins of this life. There would be no other purpose. And we've been talking on our programs in John and different places about sin and people sinning and all this, but the same word of God teaches that he that sins is of the devil. But then Christ himself told him, I believe it's in Matthew, that all sins would be forgiven a man, saving of the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Now, you must consider the word blaspheme is to turn against or to speak against. Now, there's no way that you could turn against something or speak against something if you didn't know about it. You'd only speak against something that you'd heard about. So then a man and a woman, for sure, that's got the Holy Ghost, can blaspheme. They can turn on God. But if they do, there's no need of them trying to go back anymore to lay the foundation for forgiveness of sin. There's no need of them expecting to ever get back to God. A man that's blasphemed, the Lord said that he would never be forgiven in this world nor in the world to come. So, my friend, if you're so stuck on people being in and out, going in and out of the church, and you're doing it just more or less to sanctify yourself. Let's stop teaching this if you're teaching it, and let's get a hold of the Word of God. Now the sixth chapter of Hebrew reads like this. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. In other words, one time that you've born of God and you've gone into the perfection of God, going back and laying the foundation to repent from sin again. This is what it's talking about. The doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal life. And this will we do if God permits. Now consider, and this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Well, my friends, today, that is so plain that any little child should understand it. He said it's impossible for them that's once enlightened, and they've tasted of the heavenly gift, and was made partakers of the Holy Ghost. This is a born-again man, a man that knows and has the Holy Ghost. This is the person that can blaspheme and have tasted the good word of God. Why, bless your heart, every man and woman that's received the Holy Ghost has been made partakers of the word of God. And now, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Oh, I would be ashamed. I would be ashamed to try to even convince people that they could just go in and out. Somebody said, Brother Willard, what are you going to do about the prodigal son? Why, bless your heart, that's so easy understood. The prodigal son is referring to a man and a woman that has become accountable of the sins. When their children, God holds no sins against them. They go into their sins. These people can be saved. They can repent of their sins and be saved and come to God. But then when they receive the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of God, the indwelling Spirit of God, comes into their life, then there's no turning back. Somebody said, well, they did in the olden times. They did, and that's why Christ, this is why Christ gave his life. This is why that he bore the cross for you and me, that we might have a salvation, an indwelling salvation that would go with us eternally, go with us. Why, he told the woman at the well. He told her, said, if you were to ask of me of water, why, I would give you a drink of water unto eternal life, to last, a well of water springing up unto eternal life. While the Holy Ghost comes, it comes to keep a man, to keep a woman free from their sins in this life. A lot of people said, oh, God forgives my sins. God forgive you your sins if you ask him before you receive salvation. But if you go back into sin, you have, this word of God says it's impossible for you to come back. If you fall away, you just crucify the Lord afresh. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. To be burned. Now, I want you to think on this, my friends. This thing of just going back and forth, it won't work. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labors of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Well, you see, there's a way. I know what makes people want to quarrel and don't understand, because they've never been born again. There's many people today. The Word of God said there would be false prophets. There's prophets today that would teach you just anyway. There's some that just teaches for filthy lucre's sake. There's some that will preach because they're just as honest as they know how, but have never received the knowledge of Christ. There are people today in the world, all the Bible teaches, as we've read and we've talked to you, that Bible teaches you that there are spirits in the land today, and these spirits deal with people, and they cause people to do, say, things that they should not. But follow that the Word of God will prove up. Follow that, that God can keep you in the love and in the grace of God, because through Christ, and only through Christ can we be saved. And of course, it'll take a man and woman free from the sins of this life. Now, our time is just about gone again today, and we're certainly enjoying these programs with you, and we hope that you're enjoying them as much as we are, we sure would like to hear from you. And I'm going to give you my address and give you a chance to write me again. Let me know how you enjoy our program. Just simply write W.L. Wooten, 1887 Carter's Grove Road, Madison County, Alabama, Taft, Tennessee, zip 38488. May God bless you. It's our prayer until our next time.